Hi everyone, welcome back to my channel. If you're new here, I'm Courtney Ryan, and today I'm going to be going over 6 things that women notice in a man pretty instantly and find attractive. So you might be wondering, what are some things that catch a woman's eye right off the bat? And while you should absolutely not be living your life to please others or attract specific people, it is sometimes just nice to be a little reassured and know that you're on the right path and putting your best foot forward, because whether we like it or not, first impressions are incredibly important, especially when it comes to initial attraction. There's just really no denying that, unfortunately, and I wish things were different, but they're not, so I'm here to give you the 411 and let you know the tea. So let's get started. Number one, your build and how you carry yourself. So obviously, right off the bat, we're going to notice the way that you're built. Are you tall and broad shoulders and lean, and do you work out? These are just things we are naturally going to notice. You would have to be blind not to be able to notice that about someone. So while that might seem shallow, it just is what it is. The same way that you guys look at a girl and you think, okay, is she overweight or is she in shape? It just is what it is. And while this is not always the case, this often signals things like, do you work out? Do you take care of yourself? Do you live a healthy lifestyle? I know, again, that's not always the case, and sometimes people, you know, are just starting their journey or whatever it is, so we don't want to judge a book by its cover too much. But instantly, for initial attraction, these are just the things that go through our mind, what we're instantly thinking when we see someone for the first time. And going a bit further here than just your build is how you carry yourself. So are you walking around slouched over with your head down and your hands in your pockets? Or are you standing up straight with good posture and walking around confidently? Girls notice this, so pay close attention to this when you're out in public. Body language and the way that we carry ourselves is incredibly important, especially for a first impression. So think of it this way. You wouldn't want to walk into a job interview and sit down for the interview and be sitting there like this, looking like the most terrified person on the planet. While you might feel that way on the inside, you don't want to show it and look that way. You want to sit up straight and act confident. So keep this in mind. The same thing goes for attracting women. Girls like a confident guy. It just is what it is. I know you're probably tired of hearing it. I'm tired of saying it, but it's just the facts. So keep this in mind. Number two is style. And without a doubt, if you have great style, girls will notice this and it will make you stand out in a good way. And honestly, regardless of what your personal style is, understand that there are women out there that are attracted to it. Some girls are into the e-boy look. Some girls are into the preppy look. I mean, it really does depend on the girl. If you guys have watched any of my Girls React videos, you'll be able to tell that. Lena loves a very laid back, kind of hipster look, while Maria loves a very preppy, put together guy. So just keep this in mind that there is going to be someone out there that appreciates you and your personal style, and you should be authentic and dress like yourself and not try to dress like someone that you're not to attract someone that doesn't even like you. So keep this in mind. I don't want you guys looking like a bunch of cookie cutter versions of each other. That's so boring, and I never want to come across that way on my channel. I don't dress like every other girl for that reason. I don't just want to be a cookie cutter version of every other girl. I want to be myself and be authentic and wear what I like. So you guys should all be doing that too. So again, regardless of your personal style here, how put together you are and if you're putting your best foot forward is going to be noticed. You really want to make sure that your clothes fit properly. The fit of your clothes is the most important thing, so keep this in mind. We don't want any V-neck turned U-neck shirts with wrinkles all over them and stains. You really want to make a good first impression, so dress for success. And I know that sometimes fashion seems like a really shallow thing to notice or care about, but when you're just meeting someone, it's one of the first things that you notice and you see. So just showing that you put in a little bit of effort goes a long way, regardless, again, of what you're wearing. And remember, the basics make the best outfits, so you do not have to be an expert to look good or spend a ton of money to look good either. Number three, I've got face/grooming. And the reason why I included these in the same thing is because they kind of go hand in hand. I think when you meet someone, one of the first things you notice is anything from the neck up. And I know we don't all look like supermodels, and that's all right, but are you at least working with what you've got, or have you completely let yourself go? Girls are gonna notice that. Maintaining your facial hair, getting your hair cut, knowing how to style your hair. These might seem like small things that nobody would notice, but women are incredibly attentive to detail. It's all in the details, and the details go a long way. And while we're on the topic here, good grooming in general is something that you guys should all be mindful of, whether it be your hair, your skin, your nails. Sometimes things are a little bit out of control and we can't always fix things right away. When I was a teenager, I struggled with really bad acne. So if you're someone going through that, understand that I've been there and I know the pain. And you can't always just wake up one day with clear skin. It's a work in progress. So again, I know it's not as easy as just waking up without acne one day. That's just not the way that it works. And unfortunately, there are things out of our control. But as long as you're working with what you've got and, you know, really putting in the effort, I think it makes a huge difference. Number four is one that you guys are gonna fight me on, and that is personality. A guy with an amazing personality, a sense of humor, and charisma often has incredible luck with the ladies. Why? Because girls care about these things and they will notice it right away when they meet you. If you asked 10 girls what they look for in a guy, I guarantee you at least 9 of them would say, "I want a guy with a sense of humor that can make me laugh." How many times have you heard that answer come out of a girl's mouth? I know I've heard it about a million times, whether it be me talking to girls, watching other YouTube videos where people are being interviewed. I mean, seriously, everybody gives this answer. And as a woman, I can tell you, this is 100% true. It's one of the top things that I look for in a person. And you can normally notice this right away when you're meeting someone or when you're interacting with someone. Does this person have a good sense of humor? Are they able to laugh things off? And also keep in mind that there's a positive sense of humor and then a more negative sense of humor. And the negative sense of humor is not always the thing that the ladies like and find most attractive. I think it's okay to be able to laugh at yourself. I think sometimes that really self-deprecating humor can be a turnoff because it makes you come off as insecure. So definitely keep that in mind. But having a sense of humor in general goes a long way and it makes a huge difference. And I get a lot of pushback when I say that women notice these things because I don't necessarily think that a lot of men care as much as women do about this. I think men are much more visual, while women are visual too. We're all visual.
Sometimes it feels like the world is moving at hyper speed and you can't keep up because it's one thing then another, and don't forget the meeting and the yoga class and the dinner reservation, but then you get into the all-new Nissan Murano and you feel the breeze from the panoramic moonroof while the massaging seats melt away the tension of the day, and you realize that sometimes the greatest rush is not rushing at all. Shop the all-new Murano at nissanusa.com. Panoramic moonroof, massaging leather appointed seats are available features.
Creatures, but I think men tend to care a little bit more about physical appearance and less about if a girl has a sense of humor or if she can make him laugh. I really just don't think men will pick up on this as quickly or care about it as much as women do. And these things just might not make as much of an impact for you guys as they do for women. But as a woman, I'm telling you, we care about this. And I can already see it now in the comments. All the Chads and the Brads and the ones that are jerks are the ones that get the girls. And to that, I would say sometimes that is true. I want you guys to think about the kind of girls that go after guys like that and really realize that you don't want someone like that in your life, and you should not be pretending to be a jerk or simply being a jerk in order to attract women, because that's going to attract flings or hookups or girls with some sort of emotional trauma that just crave the chaos. I've done an entire video on why girls go after bad boys, so I'm not going to get super deep into it today, but often there's an underlying issue there. Not trying to say that as a jab to women. I think a lot of us have been in the situation of going after someone that's not good for us, thinking we can change them or whatever the heck it is. But again, those often don't turn into long-term, healthy, fulfilling relationships. So you shouldn't want to be a Brad or a Chad anyway. Be kind, be a gentleman, have a sense of humor, and you'll attract women that respect you. So keep this in mind. Personality is important. You could be the hottest guy in the world, and if I go on a date with you and you're mean, rude, and have no sense of humor, I will not like you. End of story. Number five, your voice and language. He was great until he opened his mouth. Have you ever heard that? I know I've definitely heard guys say that about girls, and it's the same thing with men. And we absolutely do not want that to be you, so stick with me here. I know that our voice is kind of out of our control a little bit. You can't really do much to change that, but the way that you speak and your vocabulary can make a huge difference, especially if you're someone who was not blessed with the greatest voice of all time. I get comments saying, "My voice is awesome." I also get comments saying, "Why is she talking like a 5-year-old? Do you really talk like that?" And to those people, I say, "This is my voice. I cannot control it. This is the voice I was born with. I actually have the same exact voice as my mom. If you get me and my mom on the phone with my dad cannot tell the difference between the two of us. So you gotta work with what you've got. I'm sorry if you're someone watching that hates my voice, but this is what I'm working with." Anyways, that's besides the point. Think about if you are having a conversation with a girl and she says "like" or "literally" every 5 seconds. It's painful. So again, keep in mind here that the way you speak and the vocabulary that you use can make a huge difference. So some things that I would like you guys to do if you're someone who struggles with this is, number one, speak in a more engaging way and become a good storyteller. I did a video all about how to be more interesting, and this one was on there because it can make a huge difference. There have been studies done that have shown that men who are good storytellers are more attractive to women because it shows leadership. It shows that you might be able to influence people and be a good leader, which girls obviously love. So being a good storyteller and speaking in a more engaging way that's going to captivate your audience and keep their attention will get you so far. So even if a woman is watching you speak to someone else, if you are speaking with confidence, you know the subject, you are engaging and really have connection with your audience, they will notice. Number two, expand your vocabulary. Often, if we are talking to the same people every day, we get caught up in using the same language or repeating the same words over and over again. And this is like a little trap that I don't want you guys to fall into. And I'm not saying you guys need to be using the biggest word in the dictionary or sounding very pompous and arrogant, but just expanding your vocabulary to where you aren't saying the same things over and over, you aren't saying like and literally every 5 seconds will make a big difference. And one thing that I found to be incredibly helpful with this is to read books. Reading books helps enhance your vocabulary and also helps you be more empathetic and become a better conversationalist and writer if that's something that you're into. So I found this to be incredibly helpful for myself. The more I read, I feel like the better I am on camera, the better I am in my everyday conversations. It's easier for me to speak to people, to be more empathetic, to relate to people, and really just have a more meaningful, better conversation that I feel like I'm contributing to and not relying on that other person to do it for me. So girls notice this, and if you go out on a date and you're able to be a good conversationalist, keep the conversation going, ask good questions, the girl will notice, and hopefully she's contributing in some way too. You can't be the one just carrying the whole conversation, and your date should be contributing, so keep that in mind. And lastly, number six is your smile. And although we obviously are going to notice your teeth, I know that some of us were not lucky in the teeth department. And this is another one of those things that is kind of out of your control. And it's more about just working with what you've got. And of course, there are things that you can do to make this a little bit better, like going to the dentist, whitening, flossing, brushing twice a day. But also keep in mind that there are some people that can't afford braces or professional whitening or whatever it is. So you kind of just have to work with the cards you've been given. Dental care can be really expensive, and I know not everyone has the means for that, but I'm just being honest when I say that girls are going to notice your teeth and your smile. But even the act of smiling can make a big difference as well, because it makes people feel more comfortable. So again, that physical act of smiling, regardless of what your teeth look like, can really make a woman feel more comfortable and signal to her that you're interested. It's just a warm gesture that women notice, the same way you guys notice when a woman smiles at you. And while it doesn't always mean that she's interested, if you're on a date with a guy and he's warm and inviting and smiling at you versus having a stern face and looking like the most intimidating person on the planet, you're probably going to get a better result and just make your date feel more comfortable. So the same thing goes for you guys when you're with a girl that has RBF. If you don't know what that is, look it up. But she's not going to look as approachable or as warm and inviting as a girl who is smiling and being warm. So just know for the smile thing, even if you don't necessarily have the best teeth, smiling and being warm and inviting makes a huge difference. And girls notice it. So guys, that is all I have for 6 things that women notice and find attractive. I hope you all found this video helpful. If you did, be sure to give it a thumbs up and subscribe to my channel to be in the loop for when I release new content. Let me know in the comments down below if you think I missed anything. If you haven't already, be sure to follow me on Instagram at Courtney Christine Ryan. I love connecting with all of you guys on there as well. As always, thank you all so much for watching, and I will see you all next time.